And thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Rob Center's fabulosity unmatched, and so we appreciate that. He's why the podcasts are posted, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and everywhere else shortly after our interviews are conducted. Back in the studio, Heather Schneider is here. She is a health systems training specialist at Transitions of PA. We've watched her move up a couple notches over the decade at Transitions. How long have you been at Transitions now?
22 years.
Oh, get out of here.
No.
Holy
no.
smokes.
And I think our relationship started about 3 or 4 years after that.
Well, we've seen each other in high heels, and we've, we've had a lot of fun together. So, yeah, absolutely. Okay, we've been in masks for a couple of 2-3 years lately. So, yep, we do it all. Okay, so Heather Schneider and I go back, but now a health systems training specialist. So, as the name that implies, she's really working out to make sure that hospitals and doctors' offices are 100% aware and up to speed.
Right. I'm sort of the liaison between transitions and our services and what we're able to provide to the community and to help educate health professionals in responding to victims and survivors of domestic violence and sexual assault and all other serious crimes. We know that there are individuals that might not seem receptive to medical care at the time a situation arises, and I just want to be able to have doctors, not to train them to do their profession. Obviously, they know exactly how to do that, but to help them identify, make referrals to us, and explain to them why a survivor may not be as cooperative as they want them to be. So there's a lot of trauma-informed information that I want to be able to provide.
Well, and we've talked about human trafficking and the signs and detection, and that's a subtle art, but you can teach that, right?
Well, we can definitely inform, and we can bring awareness and education to that. A lot of people still to this day, when I go out to do trainings and educational programs, they'll still come up to me and say, is this really something that's happening in our area? And yes, it is. You know, we have provided services to victims that have been trafficked by family members out of our own community, out of our valleys. And it's one of those things where D.H. Lawrence made a quote, said it best, what the eye doesn't see and the mind doesn't know doesn't exist. So if you don't see it, you don't know about it, you don't think it's happening. And we're turning a blind eye sometimes to things that we have this gut reaction that something just isn't right, but we don't exactly know how to explain what's happening. And if we do know how to explain, we know how to report, we know how to respond, then we're already doing justice to an individual that might not feel there's any hope.
Okay, well, yeah, the human trafficking happens, and we see the state police making stops or raiding a home or doing something like that, so we know it's real. Route 15 and I-80, big arteries, but other places, too. Sometimes they stay off the main drags just to avoid detection. Transitions of PA and transitionsofpa.org, some key information we want to send along. Heather Schneider is there. And you brought with us the brand-new outreach coordinator, Tracy Strasser, is here from Lewisburg. Right?
Yes, Lewisburg.
Okay, so, but you joined Transitions of PA just, days or weeks ago?
I actually joined Transitions of PA about 21 months ago.
Okay,
and
fantastic.
Just became the new outreach coordinator recently.
Right. Well, thank you for joining on and getting part of the message. Just give us the job description of an outreach coordinator. I could probably do it without you, but I'll let you do it.
Well, we work with our team and do outreach and education. We have a desire to get our name out there and people that don't know of Transitions of PA, but I think Transitions is known for intervention, which we have a proven track record for. But what some people don't know is we also can teach prevention with our education team.
And to whom will you be speaking? Schools, I always think of.
Schools, medical facilities, community groups, businesses. So we're just going to get it out there and work to let people know about Transitions of PA that's been around for a very long time, since 1975. But I'm very lucky to have the likes of Heather and Nicole on the team that know what they're doing, so I have a lot to learn.
Well, and we've had a chance to talk to a number of people up there, and Mei-Ling Kranz,
CEO.
And some other staffers. Remember during the pandemic, we recorded one of our interviews at the Barnes & Nobles around the conference table, all
social distancing,
25 feet away from each other. So,
yes.
Yeah, so we've met a lot of great people up there. Okay, Transitions of PA. Well, we want to talk about a camp and everything else. So that's how I'm summarizing our conversation today. Camp I Am Brave. So tell us about that.
So Camp I Am Brave is a summer camp that we're holding for the community children. There is a limited number of attendees for this camp. It's August 14th through the 18th. It will be held in Lewisburg. And it's a week-long camp, drop-off in the vicinity of 8:30-ish in the morning. There's more details if you call our administration, our administrative member, and I'll give that to you in a minute. And pickup is, the camp is done at 3, so if parents or guardians can get there at 3:30 to pick up their kids, there will be child care for a limited time afterwards if parents can't get there right away at 3. But when I went into school districts and I was an education specialist, we took in prevention education programs for safe touches, for bullying, for healthy choices, healthy relationships. We were doing a lot of discussion about what's acceptable, what's unacceptable with the kids. And I had teachers and administrators come to me and say, you know, these programs are great, but there's not a lot of programs that teach kids really how to be kind and how to treat others and how to engage in and maybe experience some social skills such as empathy and concern and general kindness. And so I set out, this has been probably three to 4 years in the making now. I wrote a series of 5 children's books. And that's where the BRAVE comes in. I Am Brave. BRAVE, is it stands for bystander, respect, attitude, values, and empathy. And each book is based on one of those topics. So bystander, people who try to help others that are in trouble, help to try to stop something from happening, but do it safely, getting an adult involved, because these are all elementary aged students that we're presenting this program to. When we talk about respect, it's when you show you care about someone else's well-being or how they feel, responding to someone who you want to treat them the way they are treating you with respect. Attitude, a way of feeling or acting toward another person, place, or thing. Showing your feelings when you like something or dislike something, your attitude shows it. And, you know, the kids really enjoyed that book because many of them have been told they have an attitude. So we went that route. And then values.
That's
just
the parents probably.
Yep, that's what they said, parents. Values are just simple but very important. It's how we live our life. What is important to us growing up? What we take in from our family unit and decide that that's important enough for us to continue to incorporate into our lives. And empathy, being able to put yourself in someone else's shoes, understanding how they're feeling, when they're feeling sad, when they're feeling happy, when they're feeling joy, when they're feeling confusion, you're able to be there to show your support.
Well, you're teaching like a deep respect, I think, kind of thing, you know, teaching people to respect others. Is that, I see you shaking your head, yeah, Tracy, this idea of respecting others might be part of this?
Absolutely. Treating others with respect and treating others how you want to be treated. I think the kids responded very well with it last week. It was a lot of fun. We had a good time with the kids.
Do some of the kids already know why bullying's happening, so they're, you know, they might be sort of more understanding if they have been abused, or so they might know that some of the bulliers have been abused or you know, maybe maltreated in some way, and that understanding's getting through?
I think so. Some kids might act out because they have been bullied, but until they understand, until, like, Heather's book laid it out, made them understand a little bit more that, hey, this has happened to me. I don't want to treat other people that way because I know how I felt when I was treated that way. So I think the kids really walked away with it with a positive attitude, and our kids are still talking about it, actually. So.
And you had, what, one of these classes or one of these camps already?
We did. It was, we took our children and grandchildren from some of the staff members. Three of my grandchildren participated. Tracy's granddaughter participated. Mei Ling's children participated. So there was a lot of individuals that came, and we sort of practiced this whole week-long camp and this curriculum to see what we should change, what was acceptable, what they liked, what they didn't like. They filled out little surveys and evaluations, and, you know, we got rave reviews. And the thing was, they were able to identify with the books, because half the kids that were at the camp are in the books.
Oh, wow.
So they got to see stories about themselves. And I did the, you know, I wrote the books along with taking pictures that I took and that were given to me by staff members, and I made them into cartoons and put them into the books. And then, so these are cartoon type characters of the real people that were, that several that participated at the camp. So it was kind of unique to see their reaction when their names were mentioned in the books.
Oh, the names aren't changed to protect
nope.
it.
No, they're right there in the book.
All right. I see future embarrassment coming here.
Yes, when they graduate from high school, that's the picture that's going to be up on the board.
I think the other phrase I was searching for is, wait till the other teenagers find out, boy. So, all right, so they're in the five books that are authored by Heather. So this is like a quest for you to get these books done.
It was, and it was a challenge. And I sometimes went down the rabbit hole because I was tired. And but the last two books were actually my best two books until I went back and changed the first three books a little bit. I still have some changes that I want to make and some updates that I want to, you know, before they go out. But there's a full curriculum. There's a facilitator's guide, prevention education curriculum that comes complete with this. Our education specialist, Nicole Yeager, put together lesson plans and activity sheets. And this was it started out to be me with the books. And then Nicole comes to our agency. She's been with us about 4 years now, and she has a teaching certification. So she's very tuned into what students need to have in order to absorb this information. And so all the booklet that comes with it, the activity booklet, the program, we have teacher evaluation, we have student evaluations, we have pre and post tests that we're collecting data so that we can see what is working and what we need to adapt. So it's a process.
We're talking to Heather Schneider, and she is a health systems training specialist at Transitions of PA, but the creator of a series of books that are the heart of the Camp I Am Brave coming up, teaching bystander intervention, respect, attitudes, values, empathy, August 14th through the 18th, 8 to 3, for ages 5 to 10. And you can register at Transitions of PA. We invite you to do so. Tracy Strasser, also here, outreach coordinator over at Transitions of PA as well. We're going to keep this conversation going at 7:40. And thank you for joining us on WDKOK Sunrise. Any Sunrise episode you've ever heard is podcasted on the WDKOK podcast page and all the podcast platforms, thanks to Rob Center, a fabulous producer on the other side of the glass. So he takes great care of us at all times and in all places. Back in the studio now with Heather Schneider, health systems training specialist at Transitions of PA. We've talked to her over the years about human trafficking and education in high schools and giving information and just making sure that everybody knows about the services and availability of Transitions of PA. So thank you for coming back, Heather. Much appreciated.
Glad to be here.
And Tracy Strasser here, still the new outreach coordinator. That's an okay way to put it?
Yes.
All right, super. New outreach coordinator. Okay, she gets the title and then they say, guess where you're going? On Wednesday, but on the radio. But she's in charge of making sure that audiences know about and get informed about and are told of the work and the services and the mission and the opportunity to support and to contribute to, right, to Transitions. You'll tell somebody about the 501c3 and all that?
Yes. Like I say, I'm new to this, and we're just trying to grow our collaborations with the local schools and universities, Bucknell and Susquehanna, which we already collaborate with, but we are definitely trying to grow those relationships. And I think Heather, I'm going to defer to Heather because she is the one that's in the field, has been in the field for 21 years with this. So I still, like I said, I still have a lot to learn. So.
Well, and there's still a lot of work to do as far as us and getting information out there for the community and individuals in the Valley to know what we do, how we can help, what the circumstances are. You know, we're a comprehensive crime victim center for Union, Snyder, and Northumberland counties. We provide services to victims and survivors of domestic violence, sexual assault, human trafficking, stalking, and all other serious crimes. And we've been providing these services since 1975. And even through the pandemic, we put on our masks and we did what we had to do, and we continued to help people in the same fashion as we did before the pandemic and now are still doing after.
And often people think of transitions as the women's shelter, and that is a component, but that's not the right way to put it.
No, in 2009, we changed our name actually to Transitions of PA. From what it was previously, we wanted people to see that it wasn't just a women's shelter. Our safe house is one component. We have a 24-hour hotline. We do counseling. We do group and individual counseling. We have legal advocacy. We have rapid rehousing. We have a housing team that's phenomenal. Our legal team is outstanding. We have an attorney, and we have the medical advocacy program, which is me, falls under the umbrella of education and outreach. And what we do is go into hospitals, doctors' offices, you know, talk to medical professionals about how to respond to victims and survivors in a way that the victims and survivors need to have that response. We have our education team, which goes into school districts, universities, colleges. Wherever someone wants information about the services that we can provide. And we do this all free and confidential to the survivor. We receive funding streams and funding from amazing community members and organizations and businesses. We just celebrated our annual charity auction, which did, I wasn't involved in the end tally, but I know it provided one of the biggest outcomes financially for us that we've ever had. So when people show their support and they give to us, it's not just coming into our pocket for us to willy-nilly decide what we want to do. We're helping. It stays here in the Valley. It stays here to help those individuals that are fleeing violent situations. When your home's not safe for you, as where you think your family is going to reside for the rest of their lives, and you need someplace to go, we're the place to call. And, you know, it's never ending. It's 24 hours a day. It's 365 days a year. I've been doing this for 22 years, and we all go into an on-call rotation where we're answering the hotline after hours, helping people that need our help no matter what the situation is.
Gracie, can you do those remarks? I like that.
Well, she will real soon.
Right. She's going to pick it up. So, but
she's got a good handle on things. She knows what she needs to do and what she wants to do. And she's, you know, I've had conversations with Tracy over the years that she's been here. And, you know, the suggestions that she's had, the things that I've even bounced off of her previously, she's going to be somebody that takes the bull by the horns and is going to tackle a lot of obstacles and break down some walls for us.
And you're a believer in the mission of Transition, so nobody had to come on, take you on board and say, okay, this is what we do and we're trying to help families.
Absolutely, absolutely. I'm living in Lewisburg for 29 years. I've known about Transitions. When we first moved here, of course, it was under the other name, but now it's nice that they've changed it and we cater to not just women, but men, children, LGBTQ, everybody. In fact, this past weekend, we had a stand at the Lewisburg Pride Festival, and we had a great response, just getting our word out there and our name out there. And yeah, that's my goal. I keep saying it, I still have a lot to learn, but she is a wealth of knowledge and expertise. So and as well as many other people on our team. We have a great team, and it's a really wonderful mission and where it's come in the past almost 50 years.
Yeah, super team at Transitions. I know I've probably talked to about 3 or 4 or 5 of them by now.
And we're growing, by leaps and bounds. We've had some vacancy in some positions that have been filled now, and there's training going on. And, you know, all those services that we've provided that we never skipped a beat with are even going to be bigger, better now.
And the community supports you. There's grant funding, of course, and the various state funding and some national funding. But the community steps up, United Way Agency, and
we have a lot of support from a lot of businesses, organizations, individuals, corporations. And, you know, the thing of it is that we still have a long way to go, because there's still people, when we're out and about and we share information, they either don't know all the services that we're able to provide and the trainings that we're able to provide with medical professionals, with law enforcement, with school administrators. There's so much that people still say, oh, you do that? I didn't know that. Or that really happens in our community? I didn't think it did. And, it's just like with human trafficking. If people don't know how to identify it, don't know how to recognize it, they're certainly not going to know how to respond to it or how to report it. And that's tragic for the individuals that are really looking for someone else to be able to identify. People just think that victims of trafficking can just walk away and report it and never look back and never have any ill effects from it. And we do comprehensive, very comprehensive trainings to individuals to let them know that there's more involved when this is happening, and especially when it's a family member that's trafficking their own.
Well, and I think you talked about, you were really out front on talking about date rape and peer pressure and sort of the high school situation.
Right. We do a lot of programs in schools with individuals, with students, from pre-K all the way up to seniors in college. And it starts out with what's acceptable and what's unacceptable as far as safe touches with elementary kids. We talk about bullying, healthy relationships, even in the elementary age levels, not dating relationships, obviously, but relationships with teachers, with your friends, with your parents, with your siblings. We talk about healthy choices. Then we get into teen dating violence. And, you know, we have a lot of awareness months throughout the year. January is Human Trafficking Awareness Month. February is Teen Dating Violence Awareness Month. April is Sexual Assault Awareness Month. September is Suicide Awareness Month. October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month. So there's a lot that we really do a bit extra on those awareness months to put our name out there, to put our services out there, and to put information out there. And when we get into, there's still internet safety programs that we're requested to do. We have a lot of just healthy, positive prevention, education, and awareness programs that we want to continue to deliver to the Union, Snyder, and Northumberland counties.
All right. And you do have some openings on the staff. Do you want to talk about that? There's still some empty. Everybody who comes in here wants to mention that. Is that something you'd be interested in?
Just get on our website and check it out. We're www.transitionsofpa.org. And when you click on that, it says, we're hiring. And it goes through the list of what's
there.
Still available.
And the summer camp. Make a pitch for folks to consider signing up their kids.
Sure. So summer camp for I Am Brave, Bystander Respect, Attitude, Values, and Empathy Camp is August 14th through the 18th. It will be held in Lewisburg. For more information, you can call 570-523-1134. And for all other services and resources, 24 hours a day, our hotline number is 1-800-850-7948.
Yeah, the camp I Am Brave. I Am Brave, a acronym for Bystander Intervention. Respect, attitude, values, empathy, and with a grant, you worked on this for a couple of 2-3 years, Heather?
There's
950 million hours is the number you're looking into.
There's a lot. It started as just a little concept. It was one book, and then through funding sources, our funders like us to have multi-session programs so we can go back in and build one class on the next, on the next, on the next. And so it turned into a series of 5 books, which can be done weekly in the schools. There's a facilitator's guide. There's a full curriculum with this. And we're hoping that this summer camp leads to school districts having us come in and deliver not exactly the full camp aspect, but our education specialist, Nicole Yeager, has put together an activity book. She did a lot of activity sheets that go along, lesson plans that go along with this, and we're able to deliver this in a classroom program based on the information that we can provide book by book and for the curriculum.
All right, fantastic. Any additional remarks, either guest, anything you want to add? Tracy, where do you get more information? Is there an administrative telephone number for folks to use?
Yes, that is the 570-523-1134, and extension 102 is the direct line to the administrative assistant that will guide you, direct you to the right places.
You got an elaborate phone system. Any other quick remark, please, Heather?
You know, just reach out. If you have questions, if you need information, if you need resources, if it's something we can't provide, we can definitely refer you in the right direction. I know there's a lot of people in our valley that are experiencing violence, abuse in what normally should be a safe environment for people to live and grow. And if there's any concerns, please reach out to us, and you know, we'll do everything we can to help you or get you going in the right place for your path to heal.
Heather Schneider, Health Systems Training Specialist, Transitions of PA. Tracy Strasser, Outreach Coordinator with Transitions. The hotline, if you need emergency care, 1-800-850-7948, and transitionsofpa.org, their website. Thank you both so much for coming in.
Thank you.